Good morning, beautiful souls. How are you feeling today? It's a beautiful day, it's a beautiful morning, and I hope you all are feeling good as well. So now, as the weather is changing, please, please, please do take very good care of yourself, because on very initial stages, if you are taking care of yourself, definitely you will feel better, you will feel healthy, and you will be healthy always. So today, as we are again coming up with another affirmation. So welcome to Know Your Inner Self and another day for knowing yourself in a better way. So shall we start the process? Beautiful. So now today's affirmation which came up is actually related with the things which we actually say about ourselves or others. For example, if we are not gentle to ourselves, if you are not fair to ourselves, definitely somehow we will project the same things to others as well. And this comes because of past experiences, because of past situations, circumstances, people, you can say. So if at any stage you have found yourself in a position, in a place where somehow, knowingly or unknowingly, you have abused yourself, your body, your resources, or others, now the time has come to correct that and to get the solution. Because abusing or swallowing abuse is not the correct solution to the situation. So if there is any kind of unpleasantness in the situation around you, somehow, somewhere, you have invited or allowed it at the soul level. So first of all, you need to understand that every soul is here with a unique set of challenges. Because on soul level, we have different contracts, we have different lessons, we have different learnings which we plan. But when we reincarnate and come to planet Earth, we somehow start forgetting those kind of contracts, and then we just indulge ourselves to our emotions and to our, you know, thoughts and feelings and vulnerability, everything. So no happy personality would create a situation of unhappiness. People only offer to others what they have received in the past. So if the situation around you or people around you are unfavorable, you could intent otherwise or have a relook at them with the compassion and kindness. With the compassion and kindness, with inner wisdom and strength. Recognize, resolve the effect of past abuses on you. Because it is always fair to be fair and gentle towards yourself. However, you often abuse your body, your organs and resources. At times, you do get a desire to verbally, emotionally or mentally abuse others and swallow the desire to do so. And it's completely relatable, because sometimes, because of certain situations, circumstances and also people, we get triggered inside and then we feel like, you know, I need to say something to this person. But now again, if the person has some kind of authority over you, you will have to swallow that thing. So what you are doing, indirectly you are affecting your own self. But if you are throwing that thing up to the other person, again, after some time, you will feel guilt. I shouldn't have done this. Then you are creating another layer of healing, which you need to address. Right? So it's time to be kind and compassionate and fair with yourself and treat others in the same way as well. Forgive yourself. It's very important to forgive yourself for each and every mistakes you have done. Because there is a saying, to error is human and to forgive is divine. I don't know where have I heard it, but I have heard this in my childhood and since then it's in my mind. So if you have done any kind of, you know, mistakes, don't say that it was a mistake. Take it as your experience, because you have experienced certain things from that mistake. Take it as your learning. Take it as your lesson. And forgive others also. I know for some people, sometimes the other person has hurt so much and to the deepest level of your core that some people feel very difficult to forgive others. But again, is it not holding on the baggage of that heaviness in your heart? I'm not saying that you should forgive the person and you should just move on, just saying, okay, whatever, like, I forgive you or something like that. No. Forgive only when you feel like forgiving. There is no foundation. Because we don't know what the other person has went through. How deep the wounds are. How much healing that wound needs. How much time it will take. Sometimes people take years to forgive somebody. So few of the clients which comes to me, they are like, ma'am, I want to get out of the situation. I'm not able to forget that person. I'm not able to forgive that person. So I say, yes, you can completely do that. We can do that with the sessions. So, first thing is, try and see if you are able to forgive or not. Then, explore the brilliance in all that is, because there is always a brilliance behind everything that happens. Refine your approach towards others. Maybe the way you are thinking is not exactly what has happened. Sometimes you just have to step back and see and observe. Not involve yourself into that too much. Just be an observer and see what has happened. If you're feeling something, feel it fully and completely and let it go. Right? So, time for today's affirmation. So today's affirmation is, I remain fair and gentle with myself and others. So indirectly what we are saying is that I remain fair and gentle with myself and others. It means we are not judging ourselves. We are accepting ourselves. We are being gentle. We are being loving towards ourselves. We are being supportive towards ourselves. We are accepting ourselves as what we are, who we are. We are also not pushing ourselves so hard and stretch anything so badly that we fall apart. So for today, the affirmation will be, I remain fair and gentle with myself and others. I remain fair and gentle with myself and others. I remain fair and gentle with myself and others. Say this or write it down at least 21 times, thrice a day, please. 21 times, thrice a day. Before going to bed, after waking up, and again in between the day. Or if you want to say it again and again, if this affirmation is resonating, if it is making you feel very good about yourself, you're feeling nice, you can do it as many as times you want to. And then the very important part is, before doing the affirmations, please settle down your emotions. You have to be in a very neutral mode. You have to recite the affirmations when you are able to focus. And when you recite them, when you say them, when you speak them, make sure you are able to feel them. Because the way you will feel the energy is the way you will heal yourself. So this is it for today. And I'll see you tomorrow. So have a good day. And stay happy. Stay blessed. Stay healthy. Bye-bye.